WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. Scientists have successfully captured an image of a supermassive black hole and its shadow, and a team at the University of Illinois contributed to that effort. The black hole, nearly 55 million light years from Earth, and has a mass 6.5 billion times that of the Sun. I'm sure you've seen the images by now. We're happy to have with us this morning Charles Forbes Igami, professor of astrophysics, gravitation, and cosmology at the University of Illinois down at Urbana-Champaign. Mr. Igami, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very excited to talk to you this morning. Doing very well. I think I mentioned there in the opening, most people have probably seen this image. Talk to us a little bit about what we're seeing there and why it's gone viral.
Well, I'm not sure why it's gone viral, but what we're seeing in the image is light that comes from gas that's surrounding the black hole and has been heated to billions of degrees. And because it's been heated to billions of degrees, it's glowing. And then in the very center of the donut is the black hole. So it's blocking out the light from the gas behind the black hole and warping the path of the light around the black hole, which produces that ring.
Oftentimes we see images like this, and they're computer-generated, or they're somehow touched up by artists. That's not the case with this image, though, is it?
Well, the story is pretty complicated there, because we don't just go to an optical telescope and snap an image. The image is generated from data taken at 8 telescopes at separate locations around the globe, from the South Pole to Hawaii to Spain. And then the signals from those telescopes are combined to make the image in a computer, really. And there's an algorithm that makes the image. So in a sense, it's retouched, but in a sense, it's a direct measurement.
Yeah, and I guess I was thinking of an artist's conception. Some of the times we see an artist's conception of things. It's certainly not the case here. So give us a sense of how we were able to capture, how you and your team and all the others around the world were able to put the telescopes together and get this image.
Well, it took years of planning and lots of new technology to do this. An important technological development that enabled this is cheap disk drives to store all the data that was required to make the image. We went out in April of 2017 to these telescopes, plugged in the equipment, turned the telescopes on, and took data for 5 days, and recorded all the data on disk drives and then brought them back to a central location and synthesized the data into an image. And at the University of Illinois, we were involved in interpreting the image once it was made. So our group specializes in computer models. And one of the most exciting things for us was incredibly gratifying to see that the image looked just like the models that we had made ahead of time.
Yeah, that must be very satisfying. So give us a sense of why this is so important in terms of not just the technical ability to do this, but what we're going to learn from this.
Yeah, so one of the key motivations for the project is testing Einstein's theory of gravity in a new regime around supermassive black holes. And this tests our understanding of gravity, and Einstein's theory of gravity passes. Another really exciting aspect of this is that there's a jet in this galaxy that's called Messier 87, where this is found. And we now think we understand that jet is powered by the spin of the black hole itself. So the black hole acts like a giant flywheel, and magnetic fields tap in to the energy of rotation of the black hole and send that energy out in a jet.
We know now that black holes are pretty common. I don't know about super massive black holes, but yeah. We know the black holes are pretty commonplace. How dangerous are they to life in the universe?
So these particular black holes that we have looked at with Event Horizon Telescope, I think, are not very dangerous. But there's another class of objects called gamma ray bursts, which result from the collapse of smaller objects, but massive stars, and send out jets of radiation that can be really damaging if they intersect with a planet. Unfortunately, it's very unlikely for that to happen anywhere near us anytime soon.
And that is comforting. The thing I think that I've heard most from people about this over the last week or so is just the size of it. I mentioned in the opening 6.5 billion times that of the sun. That's really hard to kind of get your mind around.
Yeah, this is one of the big ones. This is one of the biggest black holes in the universe. And the size of this black hole is the linear size exceeds the size of the solar system. So you could put the entire solar system inside, and the black hole wouldn't even burp.
That's again mind blown. So I have to ask you, what is the next part of the learning here, the education? What is it that you hope to learn now? What is the next step in the research?
Yeah, so we're putting new telescopes in our array, and we'll get clearer pictures in the future. And we hope also to get a picture of the black hole at the center of our own galaxy, the Milky Way, which is much smaller. It's about 2,000 times smaller than this black hole. And it's a little harder to observe for various technical reasons. And then eventually we hope to go to space and be able to make maps from spacecraft that are unimpeded by the Earth's atmosphere, which is a major obstacle in this round of observations.
And then the learning will be advanced. And what is it hope that humankind will gain from this?
Yeah, I think we'll understand better how gravity works, and we'll understand better how black holes function out in the wilds of our universe.
You mentioned the ability with the cost of drives, computer drives, being lower now, and you're able to do this. With the supercomputers coming online, one coming up to Argonne here soon, this is just going to advance exponentially, isn't it?
That part will get a lot easier. One very computation intensive piece of this is interpreting the data and running big models. And the Argonne computer is going to be great for that. And some of the machines we have at the University of Illinois have been great for that.
This must be not only satisfying for you and your team, but the University of Illinois must be really proud to be a part of this.
Well, I hope so. I think it's a great place to do this kind of work. The university has a long tradition in advanced computation. We had the first academic supercomputer center many years ago in the 1980s, and right now we have one of the largest academic supercomputers in the world.
Well, Professor, we appreciate you getting up and sharing some of this morning, and best of luck in the future.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Professor Charles Forbes Gammy at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, professor of astrophysics and gravitation and cosmology down at U of I Urbana-Champaign on the big, supermassive black hole. We're going to link out to some of the work and some of the stories from the University of Illinois in the podcast of the Opening Bell at WGNRadio.com a little later on this morning.